On today's agriculture show, we are taking a look at the Alberta chicken producers. And with me right now is the AB Chicken Producers Executive Director, Mrs. Karen Kirkwood. Thank you for joining us today, Karen.
Thank you for the opportunity, Kenny.
Great. So I guess, and I've been asking a lot of advocacy groups and organizations in terms of agriculture, the main question, and that is, how has the pandemic affected chicken farmers in Alberta the last year?
Like many industries, ours has been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic in a few ways. And most importantly, when the states of emergency were implemented across the country in March of 2020, there were significant market shifts and reductions in slaughter capacity that started to occur in our industry, most noticeably in Eastern Canada, which has the higher concentration of food service contracts. In response to this, our producers and processors in Eastern Canada took urgent action and began cutting back chick placements in early 2020. And then as shifts in the market began impacting customer demand across the country, it became apparent to our industry that production levels that had been initially set for last spring were too high, and quick action was necessary to adjust to the rapidly changing market conditions. And our national agency, which is Chicken Farmers of Canada, responded nimbly to these shifts by adjusting the production level. And as a member of Chicken Farmers of Canada, Alberta Chicken Producers fully supported this decision, which affected chicken farmers across the country. As we approach the last half of the year and into the beginning of this current year, the market has shown some signs of recovery from what was initially experienced last spring. However, we still haven't returned to pre-pandemic levels in the marketplace. So prior to COVID-19, the growth rate for Alberta's chicken industry for the 2020 calendar year was forecasted to be 2.5% over 2019. And actual production for 2020 came in at around 0.25%. So it's about 2.25% lower than we had initially planned for. And as parts of Canada are now experiencing the third wave of the pandemic,
yeah,
it's going to take time for those markets to stabilize, as I'm sure everyone can appreciate. And it's really too soon to predict at this point what the medium and long-term impacts of the crisis will be in the marketplace.
Yeah, fair enough. I guess we're seeing that. So I guess with that being said, I mean, we're already into the second quarter of this year. So what were some of the goals of the organization that were mapped out earlier this year and what the producers hope to accomplish?
Well, our organization is guided by its vision and mission. Our vision is that Alberta's chicken industry is collaborating to grow, create shared value, and ensure chicken is consumers' preferred and trusted protein. And our mission is to serve Alberta's chicken producers by collaborating with key stakeholders to create a thriving environment for sustainable chicken production and encourage a competitive consumer-focused value chain. So our goals to support these initiatives are to sustainably grow the chicken market that is served by Alberta producers, to champion a culture of continuous improvement and commitment to best practices across the value chain, to capture opportunities and work collaboratively with industry partners, to proactively build and maintain public trust in Alberta's chicken industry, to be a valuable resource to Alberta producers, to ensure all value chain partners are engaged and proudly contributing towards the success of the Alberta chicken industry, and to be an innovative leader in the Canadian context.
All right, awesome. So I guess also as well is that there are always the issues that these groups will advocate for. So what are some of the issues the chicken farmers are advocating for to the provincial government or even the federal government?
Well, you know, activist activity is a critical risk to our operations, and we really do appreciate the provincial government's action to prevent trespassing on farms. That was a real important step forward for all livestock industries in Alberta. And we also appreciate more recent amendments the provincial government has made to the Marketing of Agricultural Products Act, which now enables boards and commissions like ours to develop bylaws. So we're looking forward to doing our part to help the provincial government reduce red tape through bylaw development for our organization. And as going back to the pandemic, as we navigate the challenges that have come from COVID-19, our value chain has been working with the provincial government to address contingencies. And we certainly do appreciate the approach Alberta Health Services and the government as a whole have been taking to work with our processing plants. On the federal front, the federal carbon tax is an ongoing and critical issue for our farmers. The carbon tax is a substantial cost burden, which adds approximately $11,000 to the average chicken farm. Our family farms are incurring those costs in the realm of $11,000 per year. And that represents about $2.3 million in added cost to Alberta chicken farms annually. And and the key thing here for us is that our farms rely on natural gas to heat their barns. It's a clean source of energy and is necessary for maintaining a warm environment for the welfare of the birds that are in our care. So it's our desire to see the federal government exempt the use of natural gas for the heating and cooling of barns for livestock production in Canada. Our farms and our industry are continuously doing their part to reduce their carbon footprint by investing in energy-efficient technology and adopting efficient farming practices. And actually, a recent life cycle assessment study found that the carbon footprint of chicken has actually decreased by 37% over the past 40 years, and that compared to other countries, the Canadian chicken industry has the lowest carbon footprint. So we don't see an exemption from the carbon tax as negating our ongoing commitment to carbon reduction and environmental sustainability.
Yeah, fair point. Also as well, where are most of the chicken farms in the province? Is there a specific area like where a lot of them are located, or are they pretty spread out?
So they're pretty spread out. We've got 252 chicken farms, and they're family farms that are spread out across the province from south of Tabor to north of Grand Prairie.
Oh, wow. That's okay. So even like here, like not far from Peace River, there could be a few of them out there. So this is really something that, not like potatoes where it's more in the central area, this is actually something that really does go around and does affect like different corners of the province, doesn't it?
That's right. And actually, I should also add that we have three federally inspected chicken processing plants. One is Sunrise Farms in Lethbridge. Sofina Foods has a plant in Calgary. And Maple Leaf Foods has a plant in Edmonton. And there, in addition to that, there are also just over 70 provincially inspected chicken processing plants that are also located across the province. So we cover a large geographical territory.
Okay, wow, that's pretty impressive. And at least in terms of research, there's always research going on. You mentioned some of them early in the interview, Karen, but what are some of the, are there any other kind of like research that the Alberta Chicken Farmers is doing that would be of interest?
Yeah, I mean, our organization has been a contributing member of into research for decades. Starting in 1986, we were a contributing member to the Poultry Research Center at the University of Alberta, in conjunction with the four provincial feather boards in the province. And as research has expanded in the province, we've also seen that Poultry Research Center evolve into what's now called the Poultry Innovation Partnership. And our organization alone has contributed over $900,000 to the infrastructure of that center, and is continuing to provide substantial funding to both the center and research projects on an annual basis. And in terms of research projects themselves, a key area of focus for us these days has been on alternative products and production management practices to support the reduction of antimicrobial use in the industry. The chicken industry has taken steps to eliminate the preventative use of Category 1 and Category 2 antimicrobials, and so we're continuing to monitor those impacts and ensure that our research efforts are focused on ensuring that the health of the birds are maintained.
All right, awesome. Well, Karen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Kenny.
This is Karen Kirkwood. She's the Executive Director of the Alberta Chicken Producers, and this is our Ag Show.